This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The United States of Savers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Looks like we're taking all the bad economic news to heart and going into hoarding mode. This morning, the Commerce Department reports consumer spending dropped 1% in December. At the same time, we put more than 3.5% of our discretionary incomes into savings. That might not sound like much, but back in 2005, our savings rate was less than zero. And saving more is a good thing, right? Well, Wall Street's not so happy about it. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 1% to 7,919. The NASDAQ is up 0.25% to 1,479. The S&P 500 down 0.7% to 820. Overseas markets are down across the board. Tokyo's Nikkei Index fell 1.5%. London's FTSE is off 1.5%. That on some bad news from Barclays. Today, Moody's cut the credit rating for the British banking giant. Stephen Beard explains.
It had all been going so well for Barclays. Last week, its board came out and said the bank was doing just fine. In spite of all the expected write-downs, it was still making good money. Barclays shares shot up by 73% as a result. But now Moody's says, hang on a minute. The agency has lowered its rating on Barclays by 2 notches. Justin Urquhart-Stewart is with Seven Investment. He says the trouble is there are doubts about Barclays and its American mortgage-backed securities.
All we do know is they were significantly involved in a lot of the subprime areas. But to what extent they're going to have to write elements off, well, at the moment, we just don't know. But what Moody's ratings are telling us is it doesn't look like good news.
Moody's also says that Barclays could see a sharp rise in bad debts at home as the British recession deepens. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers. And by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting Women Heart and its efforts to address the number one killer of women in the United States, heart disease. MedtronicFoundation.org.
The $819 billion stimulus bill heads to the Senate today. A version passed in the House last week with no Republican votes, and senators are busy retooling the legislation to try and get some bipartisan support. And it looks like there might now be some strings attached to that bailout money. Word this morning, the White House will require banks that receive money from Uncle Sam to boost lending and cap CEO pay. The juggernaut that is the stimulus bill has everyone's attention right now. That has some Washington insiders worried that everything else will get pushed to the back burner. To that end, a group of healthcare reformers meets today in Washington, as John Dimsdale reports.
Some lawmakers say they can cut the cost of government-sponsored healthcare by pooling the purchasing power of large groups of patients. These reformers are encouraged by President Obama's attention to health reform.
He comes with a lot of excitement that we're going to address this issue after not having done so for a while.
David Helms is the CEO of Academy Health, which has sponsored the annual National Health Policy Conference since 2000. He thinks reform is imminent.
The pressure is enormous. The healthcare costs are getting to be unsustainable for certainly state governments and employers.
Many reformers say rising unemployment will create more public support for government-sponsored health insurance, but the Urban Institute's Robert Reichauer wonders how the government can afford it.
The economic crisis constrains the resources that we have available for long-run investments of this sort.
Reichauer expects only incremental health care changes in the next few years. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Cows are sacred to many Hindus, and bovine beauties wander the streets of many an Indian city. That might sound charming and bucolic, but it's creating some real problems, as Raymond Thibodeau reports.
At a busy vegetable market in India's capital, about a dozen stray cattle munch on huge piles of corn husks, cabbage leaves, and other food scraps left behind by merchants. But the luck of these cattle is about to change. A team of 8 cattle catchers surrounds a bull and ropes him by the horns, which just makes him mad. The bull lurches forward with its sharp horns as the men scramble out of the way. A crowd gathers, most of them cheering for the bull. It's rodeo time at this market. These are Delhi's cowboys. The city government has hired dozens of these cowboys to wrangle cattle off its busy streets. Much easier said than done. Samdude is one of the cowboys. He says the crowds make his job more difficult and more dangerous.
The last time they had this raid at this market, the bull charged and about 25 people got injured.
Once the cattle are caught, they're loaded onto trucks and shipped to farms, which is where they belong, says D.L. Sharma. He's New Delhi's chief veterinarian, and he's leading the charge to rid the city of cattle. So far, he says about 100,000 have been taken off the streets. That leaves about 20,000 more to be rounded up.
Stray cattle on the roads are creating havoc. It is harmful aesthetically, economically, socially, environmentally. Take it from any angle, it's harmful.
Still, Sharma says getting rid of them is complicated by the fact that many of the cattle aren't even stray. He says they belong to thousands of unlicensed dairies around the city that make an estimated $120 million a year selling milk and yogurt. The owners of these dairies let the cattle forage for themselves, taking advantage of a Hindu custom of feeding cattle as a spiritual good deed. Again, Chief Veterinarian Sharma.
Some of the Hindus think it's better to feed the cow. It is in the traditions. So this way, the cycle is going on.
But if city officials have their way, the cycle will come to an abrupt end. They vowed that by next year, Delhi's streets will be cattle-free. In New Delhi, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
Yesterday's Super Bowl turned into a real nail-biter and a real heartbreaker for Cardinals fans. But it looks like we should all be celebrating the Steelers' victory, at least according to a Super Bowl stock market indicator. Legend has it the Dow will do well in a year when the team that wins the Super Bowl is from the old National Football League. That's before it merged with the American Football League in 1970. That indicator gets it right about 80% of the time, and hey, these days I'll take whatever good news I can get. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.